Welcome to episode 49 on the Live Blissed Out podcast. Lighthouses are structures containing a bright light to signal ships at sea. Did you know that although there were other ancient lighthouses, the Tower of Hercules in La Coruña, Spain, is considered to be the oldest existing lighthouse in the world? It is believed to have been in existence since at least the 2nd century CE. Hello, action takers. Welcome to Live Blissed Out, a podcast where I have authentic conversations with business owners and subject matter experts to help us get the scoop, the 411, and the lowdown on a variety of topics. Tired of hesitating or making decisions without having the big picture? Want to be in the know? Then this is the place to go. I'm your host, Marissa Houston, helping achieve bliss through awareness and action. Thanks for joining me. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. Joining me is Michelle Myrick, a teacher by trade, a creative at heart, and a coach by practice. This former lighthouse girl has found a way to combine her skills, talents, and experiences to help guide others in redesigning their lives from the inside out. She has been a singer, songwriter, and musician for the majority of her life. But when she took up painting a few years ago, everything seemed to fall into place. Painting opened a new door of self-discovery, a door that has led to greater awareness of how unresolved trauma and self-doubt had been holding her back. Through visual art, she began to see the hidden gifts within her experiences and the deeper meaning they held for her life. Michelle offers a variety of art-based products, coaching services, and programs. She is offering Live Blissed Out listeners a free workshop, Using Art to Embody Awareness, on Saturday, August 15th at 6:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time or 2:30 p.m. Central European Summer Time. For more information, visit michellemyrick.com/art. She is also relaunching her Be the Lighthouse program, which will run again in September. For more information, visit michellemyrick.com/lighthouse. Searching for a minimal, versatile handheld tripod? Look no further. SwitchPod works with any camera, from a phone to a DSLR, and simplifies video making. SwitchPod is lightweight, compact, and nearly indestructible. It will save you time between shots so you can focus more on shooting and less on messing with your gear. Just head over to the Partners tab at liveblissedout.com and click on the SwitchPod link to let them know I sent you and help support the show. Hi, Michelle. It's so nice to talk to you today.
And so great to be here.
This is going to be fun because we are talking about people being true to themselves and really understanding who they are so that they can achieve their best in their own lives. And you have a very interesting background because you consider yourself a lighthouse girl because you have 6 generations of family that have been in that industry. And you were explaining to me that a lighthouse has a light in it, and that light is a guide for people. And you have to go into the light so that you can bring awareness to yourself and figure out where your life should lead, because we follow a map that people tell us is the way to be happy. You know, if other people are doing something and everybody's going for it, you think that's what you need to follow. Then you wonder, I don't seem to be fulfilled. Why am I not happy? I seem to be missing something. So how do we then follow our own path and not fall into the trap of just doing things because everyone else is doing it?
When we were all children, we were very much in touch with our own light, with our own instincts, our own intuition. In fact, if you've ever been around young children in particular, you'll see that they won't have anything to do with anything that they don't enjoy. That's it. If they don't like it, they're not going handy. But once we get school age, and I notice as a teacher myself, teaching with little kids, when we get school age, we enter socialization, basically. And I've seen it with 5, 6, and 7-year-olds, how they start self-judgment. They start comparing each other. And they learn right and wrong. I mean, it is part of socialization, is, you know, I do this, I get rewarded. I do that, I get punished. And I think that's where it ends and where it starts, this process of separation from self. And what I believe we're all on the planet to do is to find our way back to ourselves. And the way to do that is to go inside. Yes, I'm a lighthouse girl, and My father was a lighthouse keeper. I grew up at Cape Pine, Newfoundland, Canada. And I find that you look at a lighthouse is strong. It will withstand anything, but a lighthouse is only a building without the light inside of it. So it's important to activate that light, to keep it going, to keep it shining brightly so that it can attract people to safety. Being a teacher, being a creative, I love words, and marine metaphors are just part of my DNA. But when I was looking for a name for my program, that one seemed to be the most applicable because it really is about finding your way back to yourself, back to your own light, back to your own uniqueness. And I do honestly believe that the soul's compass, I call it, is the guiding light inside of us. Instead of, like you said, that map that we're all prescribed. It's like, get a good education, you know, get the good job, get the house, get the 1.5 children, the car, all of those things that are supposed to bring us happiness. But many of us tick off all of these landmarks on the map and find that we're not satisfied. And that's exactly where I found myself 12 years ago at the age of 43. And to the outside world, I had everything going on. I was CEO of an organization. I had my own home. I'd never been married. I had no children. I had a nice car outside the door. I could take a vacation every year. I was independent. I was strong. And I was absolutely miserable inside. I was not feeling fulfilled. I didn't feel like I had any purpose, any real, real meaning in my life. So I set out on a journey. Hindsight is 2020, but I never thought it would lead me to where it has today. I ended up packing up what I could take with me, basically two suitcases and a guitar because I'm a musician. And I gave away almost everything I owned or sold what I could. And I went to Saudi Arabia. And I returned to teaching profession that I had left in my 20s because I felt like it didn't really suit me in my 20s. But in my 40s, I was a different person. I had two more decades of living under my belt, and I found that I actually enjoyed teaching, but I felt different teaching. I felt different as a person than I did in my 20s, of course. So one thing led to another thing, and five continents later, I ran into my now husband on a beach in Goa. We had met in 1992. In St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada, and we reconnected in 2012 on a beach in Goa. He's Norwegian, of course, which is why I'm sitting in Norway today. We lived in India for a couple of years, and we've moved back here to Norway, I guess around 5 years ago now. And it's since coming back here that I've started down a completely different artistic road than what I've been on before, because I've always considered myself a singer, songwriter, musician. I figured that's my creative outlet, but I discovered something else, something completely else at the end of the paintbrush.
Your story really resonates because there's also an element of bravery. First of all, you had to get to the point where you were aware that despite all of those accomplishments, it wasn't enough for you. So that was the starting point for you. But then it entailed bravery as well, because you made some major changes to your life in order to move away from the norm that you were used to in your day to day. How can we do the same? Do you have any suggestions for the rest of us to put ourselves forward and go do it? Because oftentimes we want to, but we hold back because we're fearful of the unknown.
Great question. It really depends on how ready you are and how fed up you are. To really nutshell it, you know, life is short. I'm turning 55 in a few days, and I actually feel like my life is just really, really starting right now because I've found my purpose. I have found the meaning that I've been seeking for a long time. But it took me to have such a deep desire for something more, to find out what that was. Something inside of me would not let me die not knowing what that purpose is for me. It was that important. And Saudi Arabia just happened to be the thing that came across my path. And I decided, okay, I'll try it. You know, I'm open. I literally asked the universe, send me a sign, send me something, like put something in my path. And that came. And I was like, I can do anything for 3 months. I had been to Europe, but I'd never been to the Middle East. And I really wasn't aware of what I was getting myself into. But I decided I'd give it a chance. And it did teach me so, so much and led me in so many different places, met incredible people along the way, and just changed the direction of my life because I started living for me. I think that was the very first decision I had ever made 100% just for me, without taking into consideration any of my family or any of my friends or anybody else that was in my life at the time. And I mean, that decision started with just get off the couch, Michelle, and do something. If you have a curiosity, if you have a yearning, if you have something inside of you that's calling, chase it. Painting that came about for me. I've never really painted. I had a curiosity about it. So I picked up a paintbrush, got some supplies, and started making some pictures. And they were pretty decent. So I started sharing them on Facebook and people started wanting to buy them. That was all great that people were interested in what I was doing. But the best part about all of that was what painting was bringing to my life. I was feeling something different. I've written songs since I was a young girl. And of course, you get resolution from writing. I've always journaled and things like that, and it has helped me. In fact, I often say that journaling has saved my life more times than not. But painting unlocked a whole other part of me. It just opened up something inside of me that I had never explored before. It allowed me to express in a way that I'd never expressed before. I had started letting all kinds of emotions come out. I painted prolifically that first year, which was only 2017, by the way. So much has happened in the last 3 years. It's like unbelievable. But this is what happens when you start aligning your purpose with energy and mindset. It's like the rocket launches. It just completely launches, and you just got to keep in touch with your instincts and your intuition and your soul's compass, and you will be guided. But even getting there is a learning process, learning how to access and trust that part of our inner selves. That's what I teach people. And I use creativity. I use art to do that because that's how I did it for myself. What happened, Marissa, is that I painted my songs. In 2018, I did an exhibition. I took a bunch of my songs and I painted them. My songs are about my life. They're about the things that have happened to me in my life. Some good, some not so good. I started painting my songs and telling my stories in front of audiences. And the biggest thing that I discovered is that, my gosh, we are so much alike, all of us. We all live on the same emotional plane. If I'm on the stage talking about my joy of reconnecting with my first love and then getting married and the song that I wrote for him, and I'm talking about you're sitting in the audience, you're reconnecting with your joy, with your love. The same for sorrow, the same for confusion, the same for self-sabotaging thoughts. We relate on these emotional levels. And I call that show the Song Series, and it was the Song Series audiences that encouraged me to not only just write a book, but also to get certified as a life coach, because I do have a large message, and I knew I wanted to help people with it, and now I've found that channel. I've found a way to bring all of those parts of myself together, the teacher, the creative person who paints and sings and writes. I'm a published author. I'm working on my third book. And also now the coach. I've done all of this studying about mind management. And not only just studying, but I've put it in practice. I've taken these principles, these foundational principles about thought management, and applied it to my own life. And that's what I'm teaching people.
I can totally relate because I went through those things myself. And everything you shared resonates because you're talking about clarity about exactly what is going to fulfill you in your life. What do you want to achieve? Begin with that end goal, whether that's you want to meet new people, you want to share information. Those are things that drew me to podcasting, right? I get to meet people like you and I get to share your message with my listeners and we all get to benefit from it. So for me, it's such a fulfilling time. I look forward to every interview that I do. And then I get even more excited when I know I get to hit that button and share it with everybody else, because that's really what it's all about. And it's so important to have that, because without that understanding of what it is that fulfills you, then you don't really know exactly what the activity is that's going to make that happen for you.
But you know the crazy thing, and I find this mostly with women and women of our age, is that we don't ask ourselves. until later in life, for the most part, we're so busy taking care of and so concerned taking care of everyone else, we don't even inquire inside our own selves, what do I want for my life? When I set off 12 years ago, I didn't know what I wanted for my life because I'd never asked myself, truly asked myself and listened for the answer before.
You have to ask the question first. We are in the zone, right? We wake up in the morning, you have your whole routine. Oh, I got to have my cup of coffee. I got to check email. I got to take the kids to school. I got to go to work. You know, whatever those activities are, you are so immersed in the process that you never reflect, just busy living. I don't know anybody who says that can be fulfilling.
For the most part, we are in survival mode. You're in that survival mode. You get there and you're just like, okay, another day. Because I know there's people out there listening right now and say, oh yeah, I know what I want. I want $1 million. That's what I want. That's what's going to make me happy. It won't. I could tell you right now that you have $1 million in the bank. You just won the lottery and you're going to get happy. Now, whether that's true or not, it's only the thought that it's there is affecting your emotion. How you feel is based on that thought. Can you imagine creating thoughts that give you that happiness without that $1 million in the bank? It's possible. It all goes back to mind management, how we think, how we look at our lives, how we incorporate every single thing and not get trapped by our past, not get trapped in the old patterns, in the old ways of thinking and reacting. Because if you're trapped there, if you just keep doing that, guess what? You're going to get the same results.
Would you agree that many people hesitate because change is scary? Let's say that you're a really successful executive. You're making more than 6 figures. You're doing great. You get to travel, meet people, do all this stuff, and you're busy and you feel important. This job that you've been doing, that you've worked so hard to achieve in your life, all these goals that you've achieved, that is part of your identity. And even though inside you're probably going, is this it? Is this all there is? Because there's so many things I want to enjoy in life that I've had to put off to get here. And I put 20 years of my life towards achieving this goal. And now am I just supposed to walk away? And if I do, what happens to my income? Because I'm basically starting from scratch. We work so hard towards a goal that even though that goal turns out to be not necessarily what makes us happy, we stay with it because we look back and go, I've already invested 20 years of my life in this. I can't give up now. And you just keep going until the end. And then you wake up one day and realize I lost all that time and it wasn't really what I wanted.
Same for the pension syndrome. Here's what I say to people. Okay, so you're a CEO of an organization, for example, or you're a high-level executive, but you have an interest in butterflies or gardening or whatever it is that really excites you or makes you curious. Is there a way that you can dedicate an hour a week, 10 minutes a day to that activity? Here's the point. You have to take active steps towards bringing joy into your life. I'm not advocating people run off and leave their six-figure salary jobs to go find themselves. It's not necessary. You can have a side hustle, a side interest that fulfills you to the moon and still do your executive position. It's about bringing joy into your life. On purpose, intentionally aligned with your soul's compass, what that inner person that you've lost touch with really wants. And it's about finding out what that inner part of you really seeks. I could never have told you that painting would have been my tool, not even 5 years ago.
It's about doing something and doing it consistently. You don't have to spend 40 hours a week doing it. You can spend an hour a week. You're starting with something and you're doing it consistently. That's key.
Remember when you were a kid and you only did things that you liked? Do that again. Just start doing that again, whatever age you are. What did you enjoy as a kid that you stopped doing because, you know, you were working on that high level position, getting, achieving all those things on that map? It could be embroidery. It could be calligraphy. It could be, I don't know, model planes. It could be whatever. Bring that into your life a little tiny bit. Just follow your curiosity. When I picked up the paintbrush 3 years ago, if I had to say to myself, sure, you don't know how to paint. And even if you did, what's the point? So you fill the house with canvases. If I had to say that, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today about life coaching and using art as a vehicle to bring people back to themselves.
And for some reason, we think that we're supposed to just wake up and because we like doing it, we're just supposed to be good at it. Even with podcasting, I immersed myself and had to learn every facet of it. Even though it sounds like, hey, what do? You just record, you put something out there. There's so much that goes into it and so much time and energy. And you really have to understand the process. And if I had told myself, oh, well, there's too much to learn, I'm not going to do it, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. There's a learning process. Even though we love something, we're not experts at it. The only way to become really good at it is just go do it.
And the only thing that's going to keep you doing it is if you enjoy it.
Yes.
So like we have all of these people around us and some are listening right now that they think, okay, I'm going to start this business and that's going to give me my retirement income. And it's a struggle from day one to day end because it's not aligned with your soul's compass. Look, you're podcasting, I'm coaching using art to help people, but it's because it's so much who I am. It's so much aligned with me that it doesn't feel like work. I can work around the clock and I do. I put in hours around the clock, but I don't get tired.
You have to find your light. What makes you light up? What brings joy to you? That's really what it's all about. And how can you give your gift to the world too? Because it's not just about you. There are people that benefit from what you do. So Michelle, you having discovered yourself has made a difference in people's lives. I like to think that this podcast brings some light and joy to people as well. And so if you and I talked ourselves out of this, we wouldn't be able to share. So it's not just about us. It's about giving. Part of the fulfillment comes from the joy that we get by helping others. Don't you agree?
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. That goes back to your own personal reasons why as well. I mean, when I sat on my couch and wanting that feeling of something more, I just knew that I have a purpose. I have something I'm supposed to do with my life. What is it? And I was so driven by that's how I've gotten here, because that desire was so strong in me that I kept seeking until I found.
It's almost like you're restless, like you know there's something missing and you need it. Then finally, when you find it,
You become the lighthouse.
That's what this is all about. I know that you have this workshop that you're going to be offering. So I'd like to hear all about it. Who is your ideal audience? Who do you want to help with the workshop? Tell us more information about it.
Well, the workshop is happening on Saturday, August 15th, and it's going to be just for 45 minutes. You don't need any art experience. You don't need any art supplies. Come to the workshop. There's a replay available as well for anyone that registers if you can't make it on the live Zoom. It's called Using Art to Embody Awareness. And what I do is teach people in this 45-minute workshop how they can take what I call, you know, your aha moments, your insightful moments, the things that happen to you in your life from time to time to time. We have these moments of awareness, right? Something will happen throughout the day and it'll make you think of something and you go, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. You just have that moment of insight and then boom, life happens and those moments slip by. So art is a way to embody that, embody those lessons, your own lessons. And this involves like part of what we're talking about here, part of understanding what's going on inside. When something resonates with you, that's your soul speaking to you. That is the inner you speaking. It's saying, listen, this is important for you. That's why you get goosebumps. That's why, you know, the hair stands on the back of your head, because as important as your soul saying, listen up. And what I do in this workshop, I call it warrior wisdoms. Things that happen to us are accumulation of experiences, and then something will spark from your everyday life. And you go, oh, I see how it all connects now. I take them through a process of how to detect these warrior wisdoms and then how they can use this knowledge that I'm going to impart during the workshop. They can make their own wisdom art for years to come. Just take this one little thing and it will just help you embody your own awareness. It's not that you're taking something from the outside, you're taking it from the inside, bringing it out. See the difference?
Absolutely. So then how do they sign up for this workshop?
They can just sign up on my website, michellemeyrig.com/art.
Perfect. And that's going to be on August 15th, 2020.
I've also just officially opened the doors, the registration for my Be the Lighthouse program again. That's going to start on the 20th of September and is going to run for 8 weeks. And the way that that program operates is there's a group coaching program. And there's also an individual track if people want to really focus in on their own issues. But they will participate with the group as well. Everyone will get the same lesson, a video lesson out on Sundays. We meet midweek in a private group where I do on-the-spot coaching and I do an additional lesson during the week, an enhancement to the lesson that they got on Sunday. Then we do our Zoom call on Saturday. So the people on the individual track, I do an individual call with them, of course, but they're also welcome to join the group call because there is so much learning inside of a group. When you see someone else's light come on, someone who has already shared that they've struggled, that they have these doubts, that they have these fears, and then you see their light coming on, guess what? That turns yours on too, because you see the possibility. You see the potential for your own life. Honestly, I have given my best to this program.
I think it's needed too. We are oftentimes just living in the moment, just following a process that we're used to following. And this allows people to take a step back and look at the possibilities, really understand what's out there, get to know themselves. You're helping them turn that light on so that they can get excited again about the possibilities that they can achieve in the future.
It is mind management techniques. It is about understanding about energy. It is about answering that question in depth, in detail. What do I want? Every element of that, the what, the do, the actions that you need to take. We develop a legacy plan inside Be the Lighthouse. This is a very content full program and a plan to move forward. How do you get to where you want to be in the amount of time that you want to get there? What are the steps? How do you discover what you want? And then how do you go get it?
They always say knowledge is power. No, it's applied knowledge is power. You need to take action.
You don't learn unless you do. It wasn't a mandate or a mission of the program, but like so many people are walking out of this starting their own businesses. I'm floored. Starting a passion, igniting it, getting the fire going. Just start doing something that's bringing joy.
It's really a journey of self-discovery. And once you unlock that, then you're able to start to open up all kinds of opportunities that you didn't even think existed for yourself. And I'm so happy that you took the time to share this with us and be here on the show today. Thank you, Michelle.
I really enjoyed being here. Thank you.
That's all for this episode of Live Blissed Out. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Michelle Myrick for being my guest. If you have a question or comment for a future episode, all you have to do is go to speakpipe.com/LBOVM or click the link in the show notes to leave a brief audio message. If you find value in our show, please visit liveblissedout.com to reach out, subscribe, and share on social media. This show is made possible through listeners like you. Thank you. So long for now, and remember to keep moving forward.